K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Weekend edition of the podcast. I'm recording on Thursday night, yes sir, March 20th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen here on the weekend edition of this podcast. Will come out tomorrow night. We're going to know a couple of things. And yes, obviously, elephant in the room, K-State women's basketball, folks. We're going to know when this pops up on the feed. I will do a postcast right after. If I decide to run or not tomorrow night, I don't know. I will run in the morning. But on the evening side, yet to be determined on that note there. We're going to know the fate of K-State women's basketball. If they're going to be staying alive for another game, or the season's going to end. Hopefully, they will be able to play one more game here. We'll have to see about that as they take on Fairfield. When this comes out, we're definitely going to know about the fate of this K-State women's basketball team, the fifth seeded K-State in the Spokane 4 Regional in the Lexington Pod. We got a tough task. We'll see if they can pass the first test, and can they get past the first round again? For 3 years in a row? We'll have to find out. Postcast, definitely, immediately. Yeah, it'll be done when I get off work, for sure. So a definite postcast. The postcast won't come out probably till Saturday morning, more than likely. So there you go, NASA. You're going to get a little bit of immediate reaction after that. Or if I decide to go ahead and just throw it out there, we'll see about that as well. K-State baseball on the road. Big 12. Last weekend, the complete sweep of Utah. They begin that three-game road trip. Hang on a second. Against Baylor. I'm skipping way down here real quick. Yeah, so Baylor, yeah, there's a lot going on. Hang on a second. Hold up. Okay, so Baylor, 6:30 first pitch in Waco, Texas. First game of a three-game set. We already talked about the Fairfield game. And then let's run it back. Women's tennis. They got to take on Arizona. That's the home match. Ranked 35th in the country. Talking about Arizona for women's tennis. So women's tennis had a three-game winning streak. Snapped against Oklahoma State last Friday. Can they get it done? They have a tough task ahead of them. But their issue, we know their issue this year, is not scoring enough doubles points. That's what's killing the K-State women's tennis team here at this point. So we'll see what happens there. So it's going to start with the Fairfield matchup. Then the K-State women's tennis team. And of course, baseball wrapped that all up. And of course, continuing on this Saturday, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports weekend preview edition. Eddie Greer III here on this cool Thursday evening. I'm recording this weekend edition on this cool Thursday evening here in Manhattan, Kansas. Game two of the three-game series at Baylor for K-State baseball. Middle game, a little bit after 2 o'clock as well. Nothing else is going on here, so it's easy enough there as well. And of course, I'm gonna have to put it top of the heat because again, we don't know if K-State has won or not. The basketball team we're talking about. So they would play on Sunday. So again, I don't want to look too far ahead right now. So that's if K-State can pass their first ultimate test against Fairfield, 12th seeded Fairfield, which by the way, Fairfield, we have talked about Fairfield all week long on this podcast. Fairfield the MAC champs, 28-4. They only lost one conference game all year. K-State was in position, right? K-State was basketball, better referred to as that, where it was in position all year long. One of the top two teams in the conference fell flat at the end of the season, finished fifth in the conference, and they're the fifth seed in the Lexington Pod there. So we're going to clear that up. So again, that's a big if there. All that's going on, women's tennis on Sunday, and they got to play Arizona State. So Arizona, what, we've seen this movie before this year from several other sports teams. Arizona State, this time for the women's tennis teams. We'll see if they can at least split. We'll find out about that. And, of course, Baylor, right? The final game, the finale, 1 o'clock in Waco, Texas, down there. Baylor, again, Baylor comes into the series, actually, 1-2 in conference play. But they have a 15-5 overall record. We'll see how K-State stacks up. K-State baseball coming into this series, right? Coming into this series after a come from behind, well, after battling Tarleton State. Again, that post, that postcast is out now wherever you listen to your podcast there as well. Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcast there as well. So that's all there is. And I'm going to actually fast forward a little bit to Monday. Women's golf back on the course after a 2-week hiatus there. K-State Women's Golf will be participating in the Silicon Valley Showcase. That is a 2-day event for Stuberk, the head coach of women's golf team. Sophie Burt, Carla Bernat, and company will look to bounce back after being in contention last time they were on course. Fell out. fell out there to a disappointing 8th place there in their last tournament there. And, of course, that obviously that leads to, on Tuesday, way fast-forwarding, but baseball will host Nebraska, as it looks like. Yep, former Big 12 foe Nebraska there as well. So kind of a quietish weekend for K-State Athletics, but again, kind of a bit, kind of on the other side of that, right? Kind of waiting on the shoe to drop with K-State Women's basketball. It's all going to start tomorrow afternoon. So by the time I get off work, I'm going to know the fate of K-State Women's basketball team, if they're going in the second round or not. We're all going to know about that as well. So we'll have a definite postcast. I don't know. There will be. I will record a postcast whether or not I decide to run or after the run, or if I don't decide to go to the Friday night run. We'll see about that. But either way, whatever goes down, I will record. But will I post on the same night? If I do, it'll be when y'all wake up early Saturday morning. It'll be out. If not, it'll be the first thing y'all hear. And of course, I'll correlate with the postcast of the game 1 with K-State and Baylor on the baseball diamond. So kind of a quite a middle ground week for K-State Athletics this weekend, as well as we do wait the fate of our K-State Women's basketball team here this weekend. Pearl Project back, or I should say over there up east in the state of Kentucky. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast is found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Folks, K-State Nation, it's your first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to this weekend episode. Make sure you go ahead and do like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell. Every time I post content, y'all will be right there to be, let me see here, getting a okay. All right, I'm going to check that out here. I'm almost done. I'm going to check that out. Interesting. But anyways, here, folks. Yes. So, first time listeners, like what you're hearing. Definitely make sure you subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell. Every time we post content daily, and I mean daily, every single day, including the weekend. Y'all be first to know about it. And of course, you guys been following us all year long. You've been in and out. You joined us at the beginning of 2025. Thank you so much for joining in on this other Kansas State podcast, sports podcast out here in the Midwest, Kansas City, Missouri. And of course, the second thing you need to do, continue to spread the word. Tell one K-State fan, a student, your roommate, or alumni, or Big 12 fan in general about the Purple Project Podcast. I appreciate that a lot. But for right now, we're going to close this book on another weekend edition preview of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Hayden, San Diego, California. Don't forget about our bonus channel over on Podbean, Greer 3. Eddie's podcast, that is Greer 3. Eddie's podcast, another edition is in the books of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.